Welcome to Opus here. My name is Greg Horn. Share with you today five keys to staying positive in a critical world. I mean, let's be honest. Every time you turn around, negativity pops up, news, social media, gossip columns, on your break at work, talk radio, maybe even at your family dinner table. But you know what? If you're not on guard, that negativity will color the way you look at your life, your work, your family, and your home. And now is the time, as we're finishing out this year, 2019, to follow the words written by the Apostle Paul. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And, I mean, that is a powerful verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I love how it just kept going, and this, and this, and that, and this. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. I got to ask you, what is it in your life that maybe is not honorable? It's not right. It's not pure. It's not really lovely and admirable. Or the way I like to kind of paraphrase this verse is just, what is it in my life that, if I'm really honest, it's not God-honoring? What is that gray area that you're pushing the button in? You know, you're just, it's not blatant sin, but man, you're pushing as close as could be. And, you know, it's different for everybody. And I just know that I know that the Holy Spirit, if you will ask Him to show you that in your life, He will. And He's done it in my life numerous times when I've been willing to be humble and honest and still and ask that question. He will show you. And I tell you, there's a lot of Christians that are negative and critical. And part of it is because we've had our minds and time in areas that are negative. And, you know, somebody say, well, I can't help it. It's the environment I'm in. Well, two things come to mind. Obviously, one is change your environment. Somebody say, well, I can't really do that. Well, okay, if that's true, that's a big if, but if that's true, then how do you change? How do you change? You're not responsible for anybody else's actions but yourself. And we live in a culture where let's blame everybody else. Let's blame everybody else. And, you know, one of the things that I realized with me was when I was working all those different jobs and I was getting fatigued and tired and my heart, and we talked about one of the programs earlier that, you know, what comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. It's in the book of Matthew. And I realized, because I was working almost every day, and a lot of it was ministry stuff. I had the Pepsi job too at the time. But I just finally realized that I'm not obeying the Sabbath, and I had done that for several years. And a lot of it was ministry-related things, but I really, as I asked God about that, one day He just convicted me. He's like, you know, you don't obey a Sabbath. I read that in the scripture one morning in my devotion and talked about that, and it just really pierced my heart. And I started doing that in July, and I'm not saying that life's been great, perfect, easy. It has been far from it. Oh, my goodness. Far from it. But I will tell you that I feel like I'm more at a sustainable pace of life. I'm making wiser decisions. And God is blessing more. And I'm excited as I'm going to practice this, having a Sabbath one day a week where I'm not working and I'm doing things with family and friends and just not doing work stuff for one day and trying to rest a little bit, okay? Need to do a lot more of that even, but I'm just telling you that I know was the thing that God was showing me. And so I want to ask you, what is in your life maybe that's not true, it's not honorable, it's just not God-honoring, right and pure TV shows, and I talked about Law and Order. Like I said, I'm not saying it's not a God-honoring show, but I was watching a couple of reruns 4 or 5 nights a week, just, you know, channel surfing. And, you know, I don't know, after doing that for a few weeks, it just kind of hit me that, man, watching all this killing and violence and all that stuff was just kind of affecting us, kind of making me have dark moods and things and kind of depressed. And so I didn't watch it for a whole month. And I watched one the other night. You know, it was fine. It was okay. But I just realized I want to be a more positive, honorable, pure, things that are true, right, lovely, and admirable, that Paul challenges in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. All right, let's look at some things that we can do to stay positive. I said I was going to share 5 keys with you. One of them is staying positive by avoiding negativity hotspots. Okay, stay positive by avoiding negativity hotspots. And, you know, you can control what you take into your mind, so you need to avoid those places or things that feed you hostility, negativity, and fear. We've talked about fear a lot this year in On Hope Is Here, and a lot of things that causes fear or false evidence appearing real. But, you know, we all know what some of those things are, and avoid those. We also know that we don't need to put ourselves in situations that could cause us to have fear. Now, don't get me wrong, if it's something you're doing God-honoring and it requires some faith, I'm all for that. And we've told you earlier to exchange that gift of fear for faith. But we also know that there's some things that we do that maybe aren't wise that could put us in fear, like taking on debt and things like that. So be careful. Also, be careful about all the news and even talk radio. I mean, you know, don't do so much. Yeah, get some things, but I think you just got to be a little more guarded about it. Watch social media. Maybe take some different times. I get a thing on my phone. Each week it tells how much phone time, and I've been thankful to tell you that it's been going down a percentage or two every week over the last few months, and I'm trying not to scroll as much myself. Because you know what happens when you get on, you know, social media a lot, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those things, but like a lot of things, in moderation, you're seeing the highlights most of the time of everybody's life, and you get into comparing that and saying, well, my life's not as good as them because you're seeing the highlight reel. Or you do see a lot of negative people with negative stuff, complaining about things and negativity stuff. So it's good to kind of just maybe take a season or cut back and on the time and not checking it first thing in the morning or last thing at night before you go to bed. Second way to stay positive in a critical world is stay positive by feeding your mind. We've been talking about that, and yet I know it says a lot of times you have to hear things 7 times. So we've been talking about that a lot the last couple weeks on Hope Is Here. But, man, you got to feed your mind. Romans 12:2, I keep saying it over and over, but maybe there's somebody listening that needs to hear that. Be transformed, Romans 12:2 tells us, by the renewing of your mind each day. And put positive teaching in your mind by listening to spirit-led talks from pastors and people of God's Word. There's so many wonderful people, and you know, lots of people that I love to listen to on the radio and podcast and YouTube, and music that's uplifting and positive. And maybe also learning something new. Take up a new hobby this year coming up. Maybe talk about reading books that are uplifting and give you more knowledge and things that can help feed your mind. Or maybe learn a new skill, maybe getting better with the computers or public speaking or learning. I know some people want to learn to paint. I've had several of my friends that over the past few years have taken some painting classes, and it's been kind of cool to see how much they've enjoyed that. That's not my thing, but you know what? It's something positive for them and not just vegging out in front of a television or a computer screen. A third habit to stay positive in a critical world is staying positive by remaining thankful. I mean, man, I want to encourage you. We did a program on gratitude back course around Thanksgiving, and then we talked about it actually a couple weeks ago. About I didn't want it to fade just because we talked about it at Thanksgiving, that we did three programs on gratitude and making Thanksgiving not just a holiday but a lifestyle. And did one program just sharing a lot of research that shows the benefits of being having a mind and a heart and a mouth of gratitude, being thankful a lot for so many just simple things, that the physical blessings and the mental blessings and friendship, social blessings you get when you are a person that is grateful. I want to encourage you to make it a habit to thank God daily for something in your life. Start in the morning. And you may even choose to do that. I know some people do it at dinner with family members. You know, hey, what was your rose today? What was your highlight? What was your low light? Sometimes give me two highlights for the one low light to focus on the positive. But there's always something good in every day. But sometimes we have to be intentional about it. And trust me, the enemy doesn't want you to do that. So we've talked about staying positive by avoiding negativity, hot spots. Stay positive by feeding your mind. Stay positive by remaining thankful. Fourth thing, to stay positive in a critical world, stay positive by walking away from workplace or friendship gossip. You know, no workplace is perfect and no friendship is perfect, but you have to be really careful. And I have to be honest, and being a follower of Jesus now for over 30 years, but being in ministry now for over 16 years, that one of the things that's just kind of concerning about followers of Jesus, that gossip can be put in the form of, don't tell this to anybody, and, you know, want you to pray about this, but did you know so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you can fill in the blanks with whatever. And I want to encourage you. And sometimes just because we know something, we don't have to share it. We don't have to say it. And when you run it back through that filter that Paul did in Philippians 4:8 about fixing our thoughts, what is true, honorable, right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable, think on these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Obviously, gossip doesn't go through that filter. And I want to encourage you, you know, friendships or family members, you know, what I just do once they take a breath, I just totally change the subject. I had a friend, Ann, that taught me. She was really good at that, just changing the subject. And one humorously, us guys, and you can do it, ladies too, but just, man, how about those Cats, man? How about that football game? Or how about that Kentucky basketball game? And just changing that, or, you know, hey, did you hear so-and-so's coming to concert? Or, there's so many positive things that happen that we can look for. But, or so-and-so had a new child. Did you hear that? Isn't that great? Or so-and-so's getting married. You know, he been single for a long time. And, I mean, there's just so many positive things. Or somebody got a new car. I mean, we can find positive things. But, man, stay away from that stuff. And last but not least on how to stay positive in a critical world, stay positive by encouraging positive relationships. Here's the bottom line. The people you spend time with will affect you and how you think. Find friends who are positive. Make sure you've got some faith-filled friends too, okay? You don't need to isolate yourself and just get in holy huddles, but you know what? Make sure that the majority of the people that you're doing life with as we enter 2020 are positive people, and hopefully several faith-filled people, because you know what? The Bible tells us that there's, you know, fellowship with the believers is a blessing, and it helps us be a blessing to others. And Jesus modeled that with the 12 disciples and then Peter, James, and John, his inner circle. If he modeled it, I think it's a great example for us to help stay positive this year as we enter 2020. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here. Happy New Year.
If you've been blessed by Hope is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. Please make your check to Hope is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays.